Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, This Week in America. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about the ABCs of sprouts and growing them in your kitchen. Her new book, Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenate with Sprouts. All the information there you need. The book's available at our website. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about, you've been doing this for years. What are some of your favorite sprouts to grow? And looking around your kitchen, what's growing in there now that you can talk about?
Well, I actually, right before we got together, I was rinsing out some sprouts. And right now I'm growing, I always grow broccoli because they're so nutritious for you. They all are, but some are even the best of the best, like broccoli. So I have red clover. Red clover sprouts look like alfalfa sprouts, if you know what those look like.
Yes.
But they're really good for cleansing and detoxifying your body. I have a few lentil sprouts. I love those. And I have radish, because radish sprouts give a little spice to any salad. I'm actually growing some chia seed sprouts. I usually have wheatgrass going, so I use more than 3 inches of space with one jar. I do a little bit more, but I give mine away often to neighbors as well and to friends and family and clients. But there's so many ways you can use these sprouts. Like, I know people are thinking, I'm not interested in eating a full sprout salad.
Exactly, yes.
Some people do that, but you can add a few sprouts to a normal salad. And remember, a quarter cup of broccoli sprouts helps cut the risk of cancer by 50%. A quarter of a cup is not that much. Anywhere you have lettuce, you can substitute sprouts. If I go out somewhere and to a restaurant, and let's say they have a salad bar and a sandwich bar, instead of lettuce, I'll often have them put alfalfa sprouts in the sandwich. I blend my alfalfa and red clover, because they really don't have much of a taste, in my smoothies. So it gives it more fiber, and it's great for digestion. It will absolutely help prevent and heal any kind of constipation, because these sprouts are rich in fiber. I juice my alfalfa and red clover sprouts. The bean sprouts, you know the Chinese bean sprouts, I use them in saute. I often will put sprouts in if I make muffins or bread. Now, I'm often making, a couple times a week, I love to make hummus. And I'll take garbanzo beans, you know, chickpeas.
Yes.
You soak them overnight. That's the beginning of the germination process. And then you rinse them out. You know, all of this is explained in the book. And then you keep them in the jar or the tray you might have them in. And in 2 to 3 days, they eat right in front of your eyes. It's like the little tiny shape and size of these seeds and little beans belies the unbelievable nutritional value of them. So then in 2 to 3 days, these garbanzo beans have a little tail on them. And then I put them in my blender with some raw tahini, you know, that's sesame seed paste, and maybe a little lemon, maybe some garlic, maybe some different herbs, whatever flavor you want for your hummus. So I make hummus that is fresh and raw and absolutely delicious, because most hummus products you buy in the store, you know what hummus is, right?
Exactly, yes, yes.
Okay, most of them are heated and pasteurized, and so you lose a lot of the nutritional value. It is so easy to make it at home.
And if you're thinking, boy,
and even in the book, by the way, in the middle where I have intermission and I have the humor time, I give you some jokes, and then I talk about how to make beautiful salads, and then I have something about the benefit of almonds and cashews, and I tell you that after you soak them overnight, you know, separately, I'm going to mention nut milk, the almonds will plump up to almost twice their size. And if you've never done sprouting before, and let's assume you love almonds, and let's say sunflower seeds, they're already delicious to you, soak them overnight, and the next morning taste them. And if you think that they taste better, which they will, then before you soak them, you're already a kitchen gardener. And then you take some of those almonds, put them in a blender with I use my filtered, delicious, purified water, and I sometimes will put in a little bit of vanilla extract, maybe cinnamon, or maybe nothing except almonds and water, and I blend on high for 90 seconds, 60 to 90 seconds, and then I use a sieve, and I strain it, and I've got beautiful, raw, fresh, delicious almond milk or cashew milk or sunflower seed milk that you can use anywhere that you would use dairy milk.
Now, 30 seconds, briefly give us 6 reasons why we need to get involved in growing sprouts.
30 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, 28, 27.
Yeah, they cost pennies to make. They're ecological. They're toxin-free. How am I doing? They're easy to store. They're very low in calories, high in nutritional value. They give you quick energy. They're tasty and versatile. They're simple, easy, and fast to grow. Whether you're 3 years old or 103, everybody should make some sprouts every day, the cornerstone of their healthy living diet.
6 seconds over, we'll take that off the next show. The book we're talking about is Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenate with Sprouts, the ABCs of Sprouts, and Growing Them in Your Kitchen. Our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. All this information, along with a chance to read the afterword, the foreword, not necessarily in that order. You'll get a sampler of the contents on the website, SusanSmithJones.com. An excellent book. You hit it out of the park again with this one. Great cover, great information on the inside. Kitchen Gardening, the name of the book. Susan, thank you so much for being with us, and look forward to having you back next month.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.